Welcome to our continuing presentation of the series of articles entitled The Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party. The Nine Commentaries were first published in November 2004 by the Epoch Times, the most widely distributed Chinese language newspaper in the world. Previously, we heard that since China began economic reforms in the late 1970s, it has endeavored to build a positive liberal image in the eyes of the international community. Yet under the dictatorship of Jiang Zemin, the bloody and systematic persecution of Falun Gong has plunged China into another cycle of nightmarish events since the Cultural Revolution. The collusion and resonance between Jiang Zemin and the evil specter of the CCP have amplified the atrocities of this ongoing persecution to an unprecedented level. Just as the CCP conceals its bloody history, Jiang Zemin has also covered up his own history of being a traitor to China. For instance, by pretending to be the orphan of a CCP martyr, while in fact he was the son of a Chinese traitor, Jiang Zemin personally followed the CCP's example of deceit. With his support of the June 4th massacre and the suppression of democratic movements and religious belief, he personally adopted the CCP's practice of murder. With his forfeiture of over 1 million square kilometers of Chinese land, he has practiced in the betrayal so characteristic of the CCP. As both Jiang Zemin and the CCP share a disgraceful origin and history, both share an acute sense of insecurity regarding their power. We continue now with part 5 of the 9 commentaries on the collusion of Jiang Zemin and the Chinese Communist Party to persecute Falun Gong.
Falun Gong teaches truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. The Communist Party brews falsehood, hatred, and struggle. Falun Gong promotes truthfulness, including only telling the truth and doing truthful things. The CCP relies on lies to brainwash people. If everyone began telling the truth, the public would learn that the CCP grew by ingratiating itself with the Soviet Union, murdering, kidnapping, taking flight when convenient, planting opium, usurping the cause of fighting against the Japanese invasion, and so on. The CCP once claimed, quote, "Nothing significant can be accomplished without lying," end quote. After the CCP seized power, it initiated successive political movements and incurred countless bloody debts. Promoting truthfulness would thus spell certain doom to the CCP. Falun Gong promotes compassion, including considering others first and being kind to others in all circumstances. The CCP has always advocated brutal struggle and merciless crackdown. The CCP's model hero, Lei Feng, once said, quote, "We should treat our enemies mercilessly, being as cold as the severe winter," end quote. Actually, the CCP not only treated their enemies like that, they haven't treated their own members any better. The founders of the Communist Party, the supreme commanders and marshals, and even a chairman of the country were all mercilessly interrogated, brutally beaten, and miserably tortured by their own party. The slaughter of the so-called class enemies was so brutal it could make one's hair stand on end. If compassion had dominated society, the mass movements based upon vice, as initiated by the Communist Party, would have never been able to take place. The Communist Manifesto states, quote, "The history of all hitherto existing society is the history of class struggle," end quote. This represents the Communist Party's concept of history and the world. Falun Gong promotes searching inside oneself for one's own shortcomings in the face of conflict. This introspective and self-restrained outlook is the complete opposite of the CCP's philosophy of struggle and attack. Struggle has been the major means for the Communist Party to gain political power and survive. The Communist Party periodically initiated political movements to suppress certain groups of people in order to recharge itself and revive its revolutionary fighting spirit. The process was repeated with violence and lies in order to strengthen and renew people's fear so as to maintain its power. From the ideological point of view, The philosophy that the Communist Party has relied on for its survival is completely opposite to what Falun Gong teaches. People with righteous beliefs are fearless, while the CCP relies on people's fear to maintain its political power. People who understand the truth are fearless. Christianity was persecuted for nearly 300 years. Numerous Christians were beheaded, burned to death, or drowned, or even fed to lions. But the Christians did not give up their belief. When Buddhism experienced the Dharma tribulation in history, Buddhists also behaved faithfully in a similar manner. The atheist propaganda aims to make people believe there is no heaven or hell and no karmic retribution, so that people would no longer be restrained by their conscience. Instead, they would focus on wealth and comfort as being the reality of this world. The weaknesses in human nature can then be manipulated, and intimidation and temptation can be used to control people fully. However, those with strong belief are able to see through life and death. The illusions of the secular world do not move them. They take the temptations of the earthly world and the threats to their lives lightly, thus rendering the Communist Party feeble in any efforts to manipulate them. The high moral standards of Falun Gong embarrass the CCP. After the June 4 massacre in 1989, the ideology of the CCP has gone completely bankrupt. In August 1991, the Communist Party of the former Soviet Union collapsed, followed by drastic changes in Eastern Europe. This brought enormous fear and pressure to the CCP. The legitimacy of its rule and the prospect of its survival faced unprecedented challenges as it encountered great crises both at home and abroad. At that time, the CCP was no longer able to unite its members with its original doctrines of Marxism, Leninism, and Maoism. Instead, it turned to total corruption in exchange for party members' loyalty. In other words, whoever followed the party would be allowed to gain personal benefits through corruption and embezzlement, an advantage impossible to non-party members. Especially after Deng Xiaoping's tour of southern China in 1992, government officials' profiteering and corruption in real estate and the stock market have run wild in China.
In 1992, Deng Xiaoping came out of semi-retirement, toured Shenzhen in southern China near Hong Kong, and gave speeches to promote a socialist market economy in China. Deng's tour is largely considered to have rekindled China's economic reform after a lull beginning with the Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989.
Illegal second wives and smuggling are everywhere. Pornography, gambling, and drugs have become rampant all over China. Although it may not be fair to say that there was not a single good person in the Communist Party, the general public has long ago lost confidence in the party's anti-corruption efforts, and holds that more than half of the middle or high-ranking government officials are involved in corruption. At the same time, the high moral standards demonstrated by Falun Gong practitioners who practice truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance resonated with kindness in the hearts of the public. More than 100 million people were attracted to Falun Gong and started the practice. Falun Gong is a mirror of righteousness, which by its very nature reveals all the unrighteousness of the CCP. The CCP was extremely jealous of the way Falun Gong was spread and managed. The unique way Falun Gong propagates is person to person and heart to heart. Falun Gong has a loose management structure, and anyone can come and go freely as he wishes. It is very different from the strict organization of the CCP. Despite the strict organization, the political study and group activities conducted weekly or more frequently in the CCP branches existed only in form. Few party members agreed with the party ideology. On the contrary, Falun Gong practitioners conscientiously follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. Because of the powerful effect of Falun Gong on improving people's mental and physical health, the number of people who practiced Falun Gong grew exponentially. Practitioners voluntarily studied Mr. Li Hongzhi's series of books and promoted Falun Gong at their own expense, In a short 7 years' time, the number of Falun Gong practitioners grew from none to 100 million. When they practiced the exercises in the morning, Falun Gong exercise music could be heard in almost every park in China. The Communist Party said that Falun Gong competes for the masses with the CCP and that it was a religion. In fact, what Falun Gong brings to people is a culture and a way of life. It is an ancestral culture and the root of Chinese traditions, which the Chinese people had lost long ago. Jiang Zemin and the Communist Party feared Falun Gong, because once this traditional morality was accepted by the public, nothing could prevent it from spreading rapidly. The Chinese traditional beliefs have been forcibly shut off and tampered with by the Communist Party for decades. It would be the choice of history to return to tradition. It would be the path of return chosen by the vast majority of people after tribulations and misery. When given such a choice, people would certainly distinguish between right and wrong and are likely to leave wickedness behind. This would certainly be a fundamental denial and abandonment of what the Communist Party has promoted. This was like striking at the mortal weakness of the CCP. When the number of people who practiced Falun Gong exceeded that of the Communist Party members, you could imagine the deep fear and jealousy of the CCP. In China, the CCP exerts total control over every part of society. In the countryside, there are Communist Party branches in every single village. In urban areas, branch offices of the CCP are found in every administrative office in the neighborhoods. In the army, government, and enterprises, the party branches reach to the very roots. Absolute monopoly and exclusive manipulation are essential measures that the CCP takes to maintain its regime. The Chinese Constitution euphemistically termed this phenomenon as, quote, persisting in the leadership of the party, end quote. Falun Gong practitioners, on the other hand, were obviously more inclined to take truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance as their principles. The CCP saw this as nothing short of denying the leadership of the party, which was absolutely unacceptable to the party. The Communist Party considers Falun Gong's theism a threat to the legitimacy of the communist regime. A true theistic belief is bound to be a significant challenge to the Communist Party, because the legitimacy of the communist regime was based upon the so-called dialectical materialism and the wish to build a heaven on earth. It could only rely on the leadership of the vanguard in the world, namely the Communist Party. Meanwhile, the practice of atheism enabled the Communist Party to interpret freely what is virtuous and what is good or bad. As a result, there has been virtually no morality or distinction between good or bad to speak of. All that people have to remember is that the party is always great, glorious, and correct. However, theism gives people an unchanging standard of good and bad. Falun Gong practitioners evaluate right or wrong based on truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. This obviously hinders the CCP's consistent efforts to unify people's thinking. Continuing with this analysis, there are still many other reasons. However, any one of the above reasons is fatal to the CCP. Actually, Jiang Zemin suppresses Falun Gong for the same reasons. Jiang Zemin started his career by lying about his past, so of course he is afraid of the truth. Through suppressing people, he quickly became successful and powerful, so of course he dislikes compassion. He maintained his power through political struggles inside the party, so of course he dislikes tolerance. From a small incident, we can tell how extremely petty and jealous Jiang Zemin is. The Museum of Himudu Cultural Ruins in Yuyao County, now reclassified as a city, Zhejiang Province, is a major historical and cultural site under state conservation.
Discovered in 1973, Himudu Cultural Ruins, 7,000 years old, is an important village ruin of the Chinese New Stone Age.
Originally, it was Chiao Shi who wrote the signature inscription for the Museum of Himudu Cultural Ruins.
former chairman of the Chinese National People's Congress.
In September 1992, Jiang Zemin saw Cao Xi's inscription when he visited the museum, and his face turned dark and gloomy. The accompanying personnel were very nervous, as they knew that Jiang could not stand Cao Xi, and that Jiang liked to show off so much that he would write an inscription wherever he went, even when he went to visit the Traffic Police Division of the Public Security Bureau in Jinan City and the Zhengzhou City Retired Engineers Association. The museum staff dared not slight the petty Jiang Zemin. Consequently, in May 1993, under the excuse of renovation, the museum replaced Cao Xi's inscription with one of Jiang's before the reopening. Mao Zedong is said to have 4 volumes of profound and powerful writing, whereas the selected works of Deng Xiaoping has a cat theory with a flavor of practicality.
Deng once said, quote, "Black cat or white cat, it's a good cat as long as it catches mice," end quote, meaning that the goal of the economic reforms was to bring prosperity to the people, regardless of the form being socialist or capitalist.
Jiang Zemin exhausted his brain but could only come up with 3 sentences, yet he claimed to have come up with 3 represents. It was published into a book and promoted by the CCP through level after level of government organizations, yet it only sold because people were forced to buy it. Nevertheless, the party members still didn't respect Jiang Zemin, even a little bit. They spread gossip about his affair with a singer, the embarrassing episodes of his singing O Sole Mio when he traveled abroad, and combing his hair in front of the King of Spain. When the founder of Falun Gong, Mr. Li Hongzhi, who was born an ordinary civilian, gave a lecture, the lecture hall would be filled with professors, experts, and Chinese students studying abroad. Many people with doctorate or master's degrees flew thousands of miles to listen to his lectures. When Mr. Li lectured eloquently on the stage for several hours, he did it without using any notes. Afterwards, the lectures could be transcribed on paper and made into a book to be published. All these things were unbearable to Jiang Zemin, who was vain, jealous, and petty. Jiang Zemin lives an extremely lavish, lustful, and corrupt life. He spent 900 million yuan, over $110 million, to buy a luxurious plane for his use. Jiang often drew money from public funds, by the tens of billions, for his son to do business. He used nepotism to promote his relatives and minions to high-ranking posts above the ministerial level, and he resorted to desperate and extreme measures in covering up for his cronies' corruption and crimes. For all these reasons, Jiang is afraid of Falun Gong's moral authority, and even more is he afraid that the topics of heaven, hell, and the principle of good and bad being rewarded accordingly, as addressed by Falun Gong, are indeed real. Although Jiang held the greatest power in the CCP in his hands, since he lacked political achievement and talent, he often worried that he would be forced out of the power amidst the CCP's ruthless power struggles. He is very sensitive about his status as the core of the power. In order to eliminate dissension, he plotted underhanded schemes to get rid of his political enemies, Yang Shangkung and Yang's brother, Yang Baibing. At the 15th National Congress of the Communist Party Committee in 1997 and the 16th National Congress of the CCP in 2002, Jiang forced his opponents to leave their posts. Yet he, on the other hand, ignored the relevant regulations and clung dearly to his post. In 1989, the new Secretary General of the CCP, Jiang Zemin, held a press conference for both domestic and foreign reporters. A French reporter asked about the story of a female college student who, because of her involvement in the June 4th student movement in Tiananmen Square, was transferred to a farm in Sichuan Province to carry bricks from one place to another and was raped repeatedly by the local peasants. Zhang replied, quote, "I don't know if what you said is true or not, but that woman is a violent rioter. Even if it were true, she deserved it," end quote. During the Great Cultural Revolution, Zhang Jixin was subjected to gang rape, and her tongue was cut off to prevent her from revealing the truth when she was detained in prison.
A female intellectual who was tortured to death by the CCP in the Great Cultural Revolution for being outspoken in telling the truth.
Jiang Zemin would probably also think that she deserved it. We can easily see Jiang Zemin's scoundrel-like, deviant mentality and cruelty. In summary, Jiang Zemin's hunger for dictatorial power, cruelty, and fear of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance are the causes for his irrationally launching the campaign to suppress Falun Gong. This is highly consistent with the way the CCP operates.
We just heard that the principles of Falun Gong are truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. In contrast, the principal behaviors of the Chinese Communist Party promote falsehood, hatred, and struggle. Where Falun Gong teaches telling the truth and doing truthful things, the CCP claims that nothing significant can be accomplished without lying. Where Falun Gong promotes being kind to others in all circumstances, CCP hero Lei Fang stated, quote, "We should treat our enemies mercilessly," end quote. Falun Gong advocates tolerance. The CCP states that struggle is its endless joy. So, from an ideological point of view, it is clear that what the CCP relies upon for its survival is completely opposite to what Falun Gong teaches. And Jiang Zemin, who throughout his life has lied and suppressed others in order to consolidate his power, suppresses Falun Gong for the same reasons as the CCP.